Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch cats.
Thanks for joining us here in the Trump Phenomenon, the Trump Clubhouse here. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. This is our two days. Yeah, I could go on for 2 days. It'll take 2 days to cover what's happened in the last 2 days. But we're on for 2 hours. So we'll try to cover 2 days and 2 hours here on, what is the date today? This is October 27th, 2019. My name's James Kelso. The show is live. You're cordially invited to participate with your phone call at 800-313-9443. Oh my gosh. What a day. The engineer just sent me a message. More winning. Yes, more winning, folks. And apparently there's more winning than I even know. So in the course of today's 2 hours, if you are apparently there are some stories I may have missed. Apparently there's some stories in the area of the witch hunt of the investigators. That I may have not yet caught today. So you're invited, you know, please, you know, as Mike Rivero says, you are the best educated, wisest audience out there. You're often ahead of me. So don't be shy about bringing something that's really important, throwing another really important log on the fire. But the one I'll start with, though, is just so choice. It's so beautiful. It's I'm going to play that clip here. At some point in the show, I'll play that. It's all too beautiful clip, I think. Oh, my goodness. Donald Trump today, of course, unless you've been, you just woke up, you've been sleeping all night or all day, he announced this huge kill on al-Baghdadi. The Delta Force A, apparently I'm reading that that's one of the units involved, and an absolutely brilliant, courageous, mind-bogglingly competent mission, flew over huge Russian firepower, huge Turkish firepower, Syrian firepower, went to the heavily fortified bunker of al-Baghdadi, blew their way into his bunker, blew up most of his people. He blew himself up, along with three of his children. Can you believe that? But he blew himself up and died, and you're going to hear the president say this, died like a whimpering dog. And the U.S. forces, they care about their dogs. The only injury suffered was to one of their dogs. Not a single man scratched. Wow, that's the measure of a great military commander, the man who brings home all of his troops safe and sound after obliterating the enemy. I mean, you can't do any better than that. That's a dream come true. Donald Trump made that dream come true today. Unbelievable. So that's beautiful. I'll play that clip. And then there's a cherry on top, though. The cherry on top, after the president made his announcement, He took questions from the cackling hyena press. And one of them, you can't hear the press person ask the question, but the question was, did you inform Nancy Pelosi of this mission? And I'm not even going to spoiler alert. I'm not even going to tell you what he said. I'll play it so that you can, if you didn't hear it already today, you can savor this cherry on top of the president's answer. Did you tell Nancy Pelosi? Did she know of the raid? It's so beautiful. Ah, my feet haven't touched the ground since I heard him say it this morning. And then we'll cover other stuff too. Especially, let's see, let me get into my message board here and see what the engineer is sending me. He's sending me links to stories I may have missed. Oh, Brennan Goh. Okay, here are the things that the engineer is sending me. Of course, John Durham's probe has gone criminal. I was aware of that one. That's wonderful. This is in the last 36 hours. Okay, here's what I missed. John Brennan has gone silent. Ooh, I love that, engineer. Oh, that's sweet. Ooh, yes, yes. This blabbermouth, John Brennan, who he's actually been hired by one of the networks. He's like a network commentator. Can you believe that? This corrupt, totally corrupt, treasonous, and I use the word conservatively. He is a traitor. John Brennan is guilty of treason, 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 not some sort of malfeasance, not some violation of a policy. He is a traitor by any definition of the word traitor. John Brennan is a traitor against the United States of America and our people. No ands, ifs, no buts. Absolutely. So he's gone silent. Ooh. Ooh. And okay, here's another great story that the engineer caught that I missed. James Clapper melts down on CNN. Okay, I'll look for that clip. I'll try to find that and play. Oh, that's good too. And I've noticed that about Clapper in the last couple of days. He's like blubbering. He's losing his mind. Now, why is that happening? And I heard somebody speculating on this question. He hears the hoofbeats. James Clapper and John Brennan are both hearing the hoofbeats behind them. That's right. The cavalry is right on their asses. And they're running through the what's that song? They ran through the briars and they ran through the bramble and they ran where something that a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch him on down the Gulf of down Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, they're running through the briars and they're running through the brambles, Clapper and Brennan are. Wait, here's another one. The engineer's got more stuff. I'll tell you, the folks, the engineers, it's your, you know, please send in your support to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, to have engineers, to have a radio show that's got engineers and it's got a facility, got a bricks and mortar studio. I mean, that's what we need in our cause. Please get your support in. Here's one. Apparently there's new developments on the fact that Lisa Page edited General Michael Flynn's interviews with the FBI. The 302s, they're called, the transcripts. So editing them means she falsified them. That's Lisa, baby, that's treason. That's a felony, Lisa. And as part of a conspiracy, by the way, conspiracy is a federal crime. Intentionally defrauding the U.S. government is a crime called conspiracy. She's guilty of that. And she's also guilty of treason. Okay. Here's another one. Former FBI General Counsel Baker has flipped. Ooh. Oh, this guy, Baker, what's his first name? I forgot it. He knows where all the bodies are buried. Oh my gosh, you see, and this is going to happen. As the rats, run through the briars and they run through the brambles, some of them are going to flip to save their own asses from going to prison. And I mean going to prison for a long time. And worse. You know, I mean, we haven't done it since what was the last time someone was executed for espionage or treason? It was the Rosenbergs. I don't think anybody has been electrocuted since then for that crime, but these guys all deserve it. And it includes, by the way, spying. Spying on an American president. Spying on an American president. Worse than the Rosenbergs. Why, if it was good enough for the Rosenbergs, why isn't it good enough for Brennan and Clapper and Page and Strzok and all the rest of them? It's treason. It's punishable by death. Yes. Federal law. Punishable by death. So they should be hoping for life in prison. That's what they should be hoping for. They should do a deal. Do a deal and settle for life in prison with no possibility of parole. So he's flipped. All right. So that's some update there from our engineer. Boy, you're making my day, engineer. All right. So now I'm going to play some audio for you folks. And, gee whiz, get your popcorn out, you know, get your feet up there on the end of the sofa. And my gosh, this is good stuff. Let me get the speakers lined up here. What a day for patriots. I'm wondering, you know, there's the story and then there's the story about the story. So what's Joe Scarborough going to do with this story tomorrow? How are Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, how are they going to spin this to fit their narrative? Good luck, Joe, baby. And by the way, Joe Scarborough illustrates something about this whole mess that the president, the whole swamp that the president has had to wade through. Some of you may not be old enough to remember Joe Scarborough. What Joe Scarborough held political office until he cheated on his wife, and so he lost his seat as a U.S. congressman. But what was he pretending to be as a U.S. congressman? And by the way, he was pretending to be this as a U.S. congressman from the first congressional district of Florida, where I used to live. That's called the Redneck Riviera. District 1 of Florida. That's the panhandle. I used to live in Panama City Beach. And that is as conservative as any district in Florida. That is the Redneck Riviera. And that's the kind of place where there's a story from Panama City Beach where a bunch of like New York or L.A., porno people brought in some money and set up a nightclub stripper type, totally sleazeball nightclub thing designed to appeal to out of town people, not rednecks, out of town people. And right on the beach there in Panama City Beach, and son of a gun, strange thing, that stripper club just caught on fire. What the heck? Well, that was pretty amazing. But what was more amazing is that the fire department just stood there and laughed. Oh, yeah. Not much of an investigation into why the nightclub strangely caught on fire. Nobody was in there, but the thing burned to the ground and never came back. Well, anyway, that's the Redneck Riviera for you. Now, guess what? Let me finish the story. Joe Scarborough used to be the congressman from that first district. But look, you know who Joe Scarborough is now. He's who he has always been. He's always been this left-wing commie rat. But he was pretending to be a Republican, pretending to represent conservatives. Do you see what I'm talking about here? That's what Donald Trump has had to deal with, these Mitt Romneys, these John McCains, these Joe Scarboroughs, these fake Republicans. And that's been more of a nightmare in some ways to the president than even the demon rats. No need to even compare them. They're 100% nightmares, all of them. But so let's see what Joe Scarborough does with this tomorrow, with the death of the brilliant, brilliant termination of Al-Baghdadi by Big Bad John. Donald John Trump, that is. And of course, not by Donald Trump, by the incredible men of Delta Force A, and probably some other units too. And apparently there were a lot of men involved, a lot of units, of even ships, planes, helicopters. Amazing. Not one single man injured. Unbelievably competent. Just like our president. Let me move the screen over here because I'm going to play this clip for you. You're going to love this. You're going to get your price of admission out of these next couple clips all by themselves here. What's a seat at the World Series going for in Washington, the District of Criminals? I think it's average price on a seat is $2,000 a seat. Hey, you're getting a better seat right here for free. But please, please do send something into the people making the seat available, which is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Or if you're hearing this on some other venue, then support them. Support who's ever bringing you the brilliant, the great material, not mine, not me, but bring in the great material that you that is brought, that comes through this network to you. Now, here we go. Let me go and get the president here. It's a lot of build. I do a lot of buildup, don't I? A lot of prologue. Okay, here he comes. I got the timings written down here. This is the best one. I'll start with the cherry on top. Nancy Pelosi. Okay, so the reporter asked him whether he informed Nancy Pelosi of the raid on al-Baghdadi. Just listen to it. It's short, but listen. Let me find it. Let me see if I'm in the right spot here. Let me go back. Let's see here. 36 minutes and 14 seconds. And where am I getting this? I'm not getting this off of MSNBC, Joe Scarborough's puke, fake news, corrupt network. No, I'm getting it off of the good news network in America, the real news network, which is where? Donald Trump's own Twitter account. That's the best news network in America by far. Nothing else even close. We're good here. But the president he's got the best thing going. Okay, where is it? 36 minutes in. Let's find it here. Okay, I'm going to get there. Hang on just a second. Got to get it for you just right. All right. Here he comes. This is the president's at the podium. Is that portrait of George Washington behind him? I think it might be that same one. And if it's here we go. The flags of the I see a Marine Corps flag and a Navy flag. So he's got all sorts of flags behind him. Here he is in a red tie.
Terrific. No problem. They were not problem. You know, they could start shooting and then we will take them out. But a lot of bad things can happen. Plus, it was a very secret mission. We flew very, very low and very, very fast. But it was a very dangerous part of the mission. Getting in and getting out, too, equal. We went in identical, we took an identical route. We met with gunfire coming in, but it was local gunfire. That gunfire was immediately terminated. These people are amazing.
Okay, that was not the right, I dropped in on the wrong segment there, but that was pretty good. It kind of set the scene here for the part I'm going to bring you in just a moment here. God, this is so good. You got to pinch yourself and say, am I dreaming this? Donald Trump just continuously delivers miracle after miracle. How is this happening? Okay, here he comes.
Yeah, and Turkey.
Oops. Okay, I'm just having a little trouble placing the bouncing ball here.
Very complicated. Syrian people with lots of guns. So we had good cover for probably the most dangerous part. It would not sound to, you know, when you fly in, it doesn't sound like that would be the most dangerous when you're going into shooting nests and all of the things that happened once they broke into that pretty powerful compound. That was a very strong compound. And as I said, had tunnels. But the most dangerous part, we had great cooperation with. Yes, ma'am.
Did you inform Speaker Pelosi? It was just asked. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this next part. We'll be right back.
Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon, folks, and here it comes. This is Donald Trump taking the question, did you inform Speaker Nancy Pelosi of the kill on al-Baghdadi, on the raid, before it took place? And, you know, if you had a patriotic, loyal American Speaker of the House, that would be something you would do. You would inform the leader of the other side that a very important military mission was underway. But now listen to what happened. We don't have that, do we? So here's the answer that produced. Listen closely, boys and girls.
No, I didn't. I didn't do that. I wanted to make sure this kept secret. I don't want to have men lost and women. I don't want to have people lost.
It was so short. You know, but don't let it just go by. You got to just, you got to bask in that, folks. I don't want to have people lost. I want to make sure it stays secret. What he's saying is that Nancy Pelosi is a puke. She's a puke. She's a traitor. He's saying that his estimation of her is so low. And of course, his estimation is correct. Would she be willing to compromise, to risk the lives of America's best in order to sabotage a successful mission led by Donald Trump? You bet she would. She is a puke. She's a traitor. She doesn't, and this is where Donald Trump's got it right. And no president has had the balls to say this ever in your lifetime, boys and girls. No president's had the balls to say this. These people don't love America. They're not loyal to America. They're not patriots. These Joe Scarboroughs that have infested our government for decades, for our entire lives. Joe Scarboroughs, John McCain's. Scarborough's worse than McCain. Scarborough's in a class by himself, along with his girlfriend Brzezinski. This is so beautiful to hear him say that. And let me just play it back, just so you can hear it again, in case it went by. It just takes, you know, so many of these gems from Donald Trump, they transpire in a matter of 3, 4, 5 seconds. He drops something on you that you've never heard before. But it's astounding. And it's important. Let me go back here just a few seconds. That's how short this is. Okay, here we go.
And Syria to an extent, because, we're flying into Syria. A lot of Syrian people with lots of guns. So we had... good cover for probably the most dangerous part. It would not sound to, when you fly in, it doesn't sound like that would be the most dangerous when you're going into shooting nests and all of the things that happened once they broke into that pretty powerful compound. That was a very strong compound. And as I said, had tunnels. But the most dangerous part, we had great cooperation with. Yes, ma'am. No, I didn't. I didn't do that. I wanted to make sure this kept secret. I don't want to have men lost and women. I don't want to have people lost.
Would you anticipate inviting the special forces teams to the White House?
Oh, yeah, they'll be invited. I don't know if they'll want to have...
So that was it, folks. That was so beautiful. Now, let me give you another... this is another one about... Now he also takes a shot at the John Brennans and the James Clappers of the world. These traitors... Earlier in this, he says this, talking about the great intelligence that led to this very successful mission and the great men and women who achieved it, but also the pukes, and I like that word, the pukes within the intelligence community, like Brennan and Clapper, like McCabe and Strzok and Page, who are traitors. Listen to this. He talks about them in, a little bit earlier here. Let's go there. Okay.
Last thing they want, because these are great patriots, but the people that I've been dealing with are incredible people, and it.
A little bit of a pause there in the video. Hopefully, it's because millions of people are watching this.
It's really a deserving name, intelligence. I've dealt with some people that aren't very intelligent, having to do with intel. But this is the top people, and it was incredible. It was flawless, and it was very complicated. But so I do appreciate Russia, Turkey, Iraq, and Syria to an extent, because, we're flying into Syria. A lot of Syrian people with lots of guns.
Beautiful, beautiful statement there. Now, here's another. You're going to get your... the price of your ticket here on this show, or again, here earlier, much earlier in this 48-minute announcement and press conference. Here, he talks about how al-Baghdadi died. This is pretty amazing. You've never heard an American president say stuff like this. I'll just jump in here. Here we go.
Only American forces. Only American forces, but we were given great cooperation. We told the Russians we're coming in. because we had to go over them. And they were curious, but we said, we're coming. And we said one way or the other, hey, look, we're coming. But they were very cooperative. They really were good. And we did say it would be a mission that they'd like, too, because, you know, again, they hate ISIS as much as we do.
Sure, and then for intel purposes, was there any foreign intel that proved useful along the way in this
operation? So we had our own intel. We got very little help. We didn't need very much help. We have some incredible people. When we use our intelligence correctly, what we can do is incredible. When we waste our time with intelligence that hurts our country because we had poor leadership at the top, that's not good. But I've gotten to know many of the intel people, and I will say that they are spectacular. Now, they're not going to want to talk about it. They want to keep it quiet, the last thing they want, because these are great patriots. But the people that I've been...
Okay, now I missed that was good. Guys, that was very good. Let me play another part here. I'm having trouble landing on the exact spot I want to hit. Here we go. Try this. Let's hope YouTube is having trouble or Twitter is having trouble with this.
Immediately, meaning they were shot from the airships.
I'm trying to understand the timing. You talked earlier, you know, several weeks about pulling troops out, you know, and then troops were put back in, and then, you know, I'm trying to understand the timing of when this operation...
Well, I'll tell you, from the first day I came to office, and now we're getting close to 3 years, I would say, where's al-Baghdadi? I want al-Baghdadi. And we would kill terrorist leaders, but they were names I never heard of. They were names that weren't recognizable, and they weren't the big names. Some good ones, some important ones, but they weren't the big name. I kept saying, where's al-Baghdadi? And a couple of weeks ago, they were able to scope him out. You know, these people are very smart. They're not into the use of cell phones anymore. They're very technically brilliant. You know, they use the internet better than almost anybody in the world, perhaps other than Donald Trump. But they use the internet incredibly well. And what they've done with the internet through recruiting and everything, and that's why he died like a dog. He died like a coward. He was whimpering, screaming, and crying. And frankly, I think it's something that should be brought out so that his followers and all of these young kids that want to leave various countries, including the United States, they should see how he died. He didn't die a hero. He died a coward. Crying, whimpering, screaming, and bringing three kids with him to die. Certain death. And he knew the tunnel had no end. I mean, it was a closed end. They call it a closed end tunnel. Not a good place to be.
So this was before you made the announcement that you're going
to... I've been looking for him for 3 years. I've been looking for him. I started getting some...
Now, by the way, did you hear what the reporter was doing there? You can't. The volume was very low on the reporter for this recording. But the reporter, they're always doing this. This is all they do, is trying to in some way make the president, in some way attack the president. So this one was doing the same thing, recognizing that Donald Trump has just scored, and the Delta Force A in America has just scored a tremendous victory over these savages, as the president correctly terms such people. It goes right to what he said about, I didn't tell Nancy Pelosi about this mission because I don't want people to die. And I don't want security to be compromised. And it applies to these reporters. They don't love America. None of these, just a tiny handful, a few Fox reporters, actually love America. It's a pack of screaming hyenas who hate your country, ladies and gentlemen, and they're dead set on bringing it down and setting up their own Soviet dictatorship where they will rule as they thought they were, and in fact they probably actually were before Donald Trump won the White House. It probably would be accurate to say that John Brennan, James Clapper, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, Robert Mueller, Eric Holder, Barack Obama. Just go down the list. Go down the rogues gallery of these people. They did run America. They had won. You were beaten, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't a question of who's going to win. You had already lost at that point. And your chances of getting a patriot at the top in the presidency to try to reverse this course, to try to undo, and that's what the president's doing now, to undo the damage that all those people, the aforementioned, and all the thousands of others of traitors who actually run this country. Your chances of that happening were essentially nil when Donald Trump came down the golden escalator in Trump Tower in Manhattan. So, and of course, the press corps, they've staffed all these agencies up with their own people. The State Department, which just exonerated the State Department, supposedly working for Donald Trump. They don't work for Donald Trump. The State Department just issued a unsolicited paper, a finding that Hillary Clinton had done no wrong with her emails, with deleting 33,000 at least, admitted now, but at least 33,000 illegally deleted emails that were on an improper, unsecure server after being subpoenaed by Congress. Oh, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, you lords of the universe, a holy subpoena. Wait. Subpoenas are only holy when they're from Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. But when they're from a Republican Congress, oh, a subpoena is just a doormat that you wipe your feet on. Subpoenaed documents destroyed, the phones smashed with hammers, the files subjected to bleach bitting. This is all documented, well known. The DNC server never even, to this day, the FBI has not even sought to gain access to the Democratic National Committee server, which the DNC claimed was hacked by the Russians, the evil Russians, who Donald Trump, the traitor Donald Trump, was in collusion with the Russians to steal the election from Hillary Clinton. All bullshit, all complete and total bullshit, all of it proven to be lies. Not one shred. We'll get to a presidential tweet here in a moment where he mentions the fact that no American has been indicted for any kind of a violation, crime, misconduct of any kind in relation to the 2016 election vis-a-vis Russia. Let's go back to the president.
Very positive feedback about a month ago. And we had some incredible intelligence officials that did a great job. That's what they should be focused on.
About what time did this operation start, Jen?
See, that's what they should be focused on. He's being so gentle in treating these traitors like Brennan and Clapper. They've done nothing, but their entire focus is get rid of Trump. All right, let's go back. Let's go back here to the and by the way, you know, we were talking. Oh, you know what? The other day, was it Friday or Thursday? I said the president has been strangely silent for several hours. You know what? I'll bet you this was going down. The president had numerous, the most effective, brave helicopters in the world in the air, on the way, ships being deployed. And he was there, the commander, watching the action on a screen live. The commander. No wonder, what a man. And he has to deal with these pukes. He's distracted from being our commander-in-chief, our president, the greatest in our history, by these pukes like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. And let's hope that finally, and notice that the president very humbly, he said, I'm doing the best use of the internet of anybody. And he is. We're on it right now. We're on his Twitter account right now. He's using the internet to break through to you, to me. I don't have access to any of this information. I don't have any sources of any kind. How would I possibly know? And by the way, people, heroes like Devin Nunes, but even Devin Nunes, he could, nobody would have ever heard Devin Nunes and his discovery that James Clapper and John Brennan were traitors, engaged in a coup d'etat against the President of the United States. You and I would have never heard that, even if Devin Nunes had discovered it, without Donald Trump there. A, to make it possible to even find out, and B, to get it known, primarily through his Twitter account. That's why I say it's going to be amazing to watch, to see over the next 24 hours how the traitors, like Joe Scarborough, what they do to try to reverse all of this news, to invert it, to somehow turn it into a crime by Donald Trump. They will find something. Let's go to our callers here celebrating with us. Kevin's in West Virginia. Paul's in New Jersey. Dr. Kelly's in California. I owe several rain checks to Dr. Kelly. So let us start with Dr. Kelly. You're on the air, Dr. Kelly.
Thank you so much, Kelso. I'll make it quick, and I'll just throw more logs in the fire and put some more coal in the engine here. Your work is invaluable, and thank you for your perspective and your diligence in searching out the truth and the fact. And, you know, Pelosi can't even secure her own dentures, let alone, you know, sharp. And so, you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, same problem Joe Biden has.
Oh, yeah. And it's neat to hear the Polygrip commercials, but I think somebody needs to put a big fat bead on the upper lip and lower lip and just staple them shut.
Well, it's just a wonderful day. Wonderful, wonderful. And of course, this, as I say, it's going to be wonderful to see today. You know, after today's show, I'm going to go turn on some of the Sunday left-wing shows, which I never watch. But I just want to see what do these pukes, and I like that word pukes. You know, it's a little kind of more refined than SOBs and, you know, other terms I've used. Puke is kind of, it's not even a bad word. They're pukes. I'll use it more often. It'd be interesting to see what sort of vomit they're spewing on the American people as they try to misrepresent. They always do that. If the president does something good, which he's doing all the time, they misrepresent it always, constantly. It's interesting to watch the contortions that they get into trying to turn something good into something bad, and then they try to turn bad things that they do into good things. Go ahead, Dr. Kelly.
Yeah, and the name calling, it truly is a compliment, because being in the position of stating the truth and being falsely accused of spewing venom by the filthy, wicked, adversarial serpent itself is really letting you know that you're right over the target and just unload everything you got. And thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kelly. And folks, Dr. Kelly sometimes calls me at home here, 701-317-5317. Let me turn my ringer down here during the show. But you're always welcome to reach the host of this show. And you can always, if you want to mail, if you want to correspond with me, it's me, James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN. 56721. And you say, wait, I thought you were in North Dakota. Yeah, I am in North Dakota, but my little tiny post office box with a single digit, post office box 9, is right across the Red River. and in Minnesota. So 3 minutes away from where I'm sitting now talking with you. In fact, I can see over into Minnesota. Let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Kelso. I hope you're having a great day today.
We all are, but go ahead.
Yeah, a couple things I wanted to comment on. Don't forget, Joe Scarborough was also found with a dead intern in his office, too. I mean, so not only is he a traitor, I'm going to put money on the line that he had something to do with her death. But even though it's never been, investigated or anything, well before my time, I mean, I'm only 35, but I mean, I'm just pointing out, this guy, not only is he a traitor, he's a murderer, too, allegedly, I'm not,
Yeah, well, that one, I'm utterly ignorant of that matter, but I'm well informed on the other one you mentioned, which is that he is your classic rhino, your classic Republican in name only, your classic neoconservative, and he was successfully, and this is, these rhinos, they managed to successfully, they're great deceivers. That's their fundamental skill, is deception and hypocrisy and lying.
The other couple of things that I wanted to say, once again, I call Nancy Pelosi the Crypt Keeper. I mean, I wouldn't tell the Crypt Keeper if I was doing any type of secret mission like, what he did. Something tells me that she would have informed ISIS. Remember, it was the Democrats that was, giving ISIS weapons.
I think the vileness of Nancy Pelosi and her crowd is so great. Their evil is so great that would they, in fact, cause the death of America's finest in order to hurt Donald Trump? Yes. Sure. Yes, they would.
Sure. Absolutely. I don't even think the woman has empathy. She just strikes me as one of those people that, she lacks empathy. I think a lot of the Democrats lack empathy. And I was thinking about this, too. Think about Hunter Biden and think about, Bill Clinton. One of the things I'm wondering, to be a high-level Democrat, do you got to snort cocaine? It's just one of those questions that
that's interesting. Hunter Biden, he's snorting cocaine in the U.S. Navy, which he joins in his 30s or something, his late 30s. Why is he joining the Navy? He's sitting on billions of dollars that falsely acquired, many millions of dollars by the Biden corrupt racket. Why would he join the Navy? I'll tell you why he would. So Joe Biden's probably saying, son, I want you to join the Navy for a couple years. That'll polish your record. So you can run for office and we'll continue the Biden dynasty. We'll keep this racket going. That looks good on a political campaign that you're a Navy veteran, But the Navy caught on to Hunter Biden. He's snorting or whatever you do with cocaine in the Navy. We don't need that. So dishonorable discharge, should have been put in prison. And then the press didn't cover that. None of us heard about that. Totally covered up. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, and don't forget what I had told you the other night. This whole, and I'm glad to see the hammer finally drop, Durham doing this investigations and everything. But remember, I told you this is a two-pronged thing that the Democrats are doing. This is a cover-up as well as trying to remove probably the greatest whistleblower we've ever seen in our time, because Trump is blowing the whistle on the Democrat corruption as well as Republican corruption as well. So, I mean, this is a two-pronged attack.
Yeah, Kevin, you make a beautiful point. Donald Trump is the great whistleblower of all time. That's right. Because what did he do? He is, the nursery tale of the little boy who says, the emperor has no clothes. Donald Trump is that little boy. When everybody else is too afraid, why do the rest of the people along the parade route not mention that the king is butt-ass naked? Everybody can see him right there. He's standing there. There's nothing on. But everybody's quiet. All of these cowards are quiet. And then one little boy says, "The emperor has no clothes." That's Donald Trump. That voice of honesty, who is he's the ultimate whistleblower. He's taking on all of them, not just a part of it, not just a little fraction of it. He's taken on the whole damn thing. And that's why the deep state, I mean, this is an amazing thing. One man, without this one man, what kind of an opposition to the deep state would we have? Remember this, if Donald Trump had not been elected president, all of these things that we are now, you know, that you and I are talking about on the radio, you know, we're talking about Hunter Biden and the deep state and John Brennan, the traitor, James Clapper, the traitor, James Comey, the traitor. They would all right now be celebrated as heroes under the regime of President Hillary Rodham Clinton. Donald Trump would have to just... Yep, amazing. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump.
Big John.
All right, Kevin, are you still with us in West Virginia?
Yes, sir, I am. I had one more thing.
Yeah,
I had an idea for a meme.
Sure.
The idea for a meme that I had, if I could see, I would do this. But, you know, since I can't see, I can't see the computer to do it. But you know the Tales from the Crypt, the Crypt Keeper there, that guy? If somebody could find that picture and put Nancy Pelosi's head on it, you know, I think that would be a great meme, you know, and you know, and not call the Speaker Pelosi, but call her the Crypt Keeper, because that's exactly what she is. I mean, that's what she looks like in my book, you know.
Well,
in
yeah,
my head, that's the image that
yeah,
I get. But
this batch of losers that the Democrats have come up with, they do look like a squad of zombies. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, even AOC. I mean, AOC, I mean, you know, like I have a little bit of vision. I mean, I can see enough to get in trouble is what I tell people. But even AOC, I'm not saying she's a meth head, but she looks like a meth head. I mean, just, you know, she looks like she's tweaked out of her mind 90% of the time. Especially some of the stuff that comes out of her mouth. It's like, what planet are you
on? Yeah. Well, it's remarkable when you know, like, how can normal people look at Schumer and Pelosi and AOC and Tlaib and who's this other one? You know, how can they look at these people? Ilhan Omar. See, that's one that stuns me. Ilhan Omar is the congresswoman from the nearest big city to me is Minneapolis. And this is a once great, great American city, a very great American city. And it's now, it has actually elected a Somali hijabi jihadi woman who is faked her marriage, was married to her brother, faked her name to get into the United States, lied on her, you know, papers, has committed every sort of fraud. How did the once great people of Minneapolis elect, they actually picked, out of all the people in that city, out of a million people, they picked her. I mean,
well,
it's like,
don't forget that her, I mean, look into this. You may find this fascinating. Her family in Somalia is tied up with human trafficking down from there. I mean, she's, you know, that's who her family is. Bunch of pirates and trafficking, you
well,
know,
that's
humans.
That's the main profession in Somalia is theft. I mean, these are the people who get into motorboats and then come up against huge super tankers and freighters and actually engage in gunfights with the crew of the freighter, take it over. I mean, this is sick. But of course, if you want to know what Somalia is, folks, just go, you know, go watch Black Hawk Down. And that's, you know, that's the kind of life you're talking. But, you know, how can normal
people...
I'm
going to let you go.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back with Paul in New Jersey right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN.